York Region has reached 4 cases of the Omicron variant, but Medical Officer of Health Dr. Barry Pakes said it is not yet a major threat to the community. The cases are located across 2 households, Pakes said in an update to Council December 9. He said it is starting to spread significantly in other jurisdictions, faster than hoped, but that has not yet occurred in York. I'm glad to report, though it does not seem to be any risk to the population in York Region, thanks to our investigations and activities. However, in other regions in Ontario, there have been many cases, he said. It is moving rather quickly, and Omicron is much more transmissible. The region discovered its first case of Omicron December 3 in a child, which was travel-related. Meanwhile, Pake said local projections indicate COVID-19 cases overall should continue rising until at least late January to mid-February. He said unvaccinated children are currently seeing the most cases on a per capita basis at 105 per 100,000, an order of magnitude greater than other age groups. With our Delta variant, in the trajectory we're seeing right now, we are looking toward a fairly substantial increase going toward the end of the year, he said. But Pakes added that does not factor in the potential impact of the Omicron variant. However, Pakes said vaccination efforts are well underway for children ages 5 to 11, with hopes to reach more than 50% of them by the end of the year. Third dose booster shot eligibility has also expanded to 50+, with that age group able to start getting vaccinations in York December 13. He said they have a capacity of more than 5,000 doses per day. He said outbreaks are still being seen in hockey and other sports. He said public health is stepping up enforcement efforts in that sector and at restaurants. Really ensure the vaccine certificate program remains in place, Pakes said. With cases increasing, it's one of the most important tools we have. Markham Mayor Frank Scarpitti asked for further reporting on the time it might take for residents to get appointments at vaccination clinics, adding he has received emails from constituents having to travel distances to get their vaccine. I think capacity is a bit of an issue, he said. Chair and CEO Wayne Emerson said public health will be counting on pharmacies to be a key location for booster shots. It's very crucial in this holiday season that people get their vaccines and to continue to stay safe and follow health guidelines, he said. It's very crucial because our numbers are not going down. They're going up.